This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
Well, good morning.
Morning.
I want to start by asking you to think of a time in your life when what you needed most felt out of reach and beyond your grasp, and you weren't sure that anyone was there to help. It may have been grief, health struggles, financial hardship, a relationship, or something deeper. And first, too, let me say, if that time in your life is right now, I want to ask you to reach out to me or another member of the clergy, because we are here and we want to know what you're facing and what you're dealing with. But if that time was sometime in the past or some time ago, I'd also ask you to think about what brought you through that period of your life. What helped you make that transition? St. David's has a long history of shepherding people through that transition from isolation into community. Our homeless neighbors, the LGBTQIA+ community, those struggling with grief or isolation or political turmoil. As a community, we know what it means to feel isolated and alone, and we know what it means to show compassion and care to those who are harassed and helpless. Sometimes we are struggling and we need the love and care of our community, and sometimes we are ministering to those around us who are in need. Sometimes we wash the feet of those around us, and sometimes we sit in the chair while someone else washes our feet. Sometimes we're the crowd that is in need, and sometimes we are the 12 being sent to heal and spread compassion. Notice too what Jesus does when faced with this large crowd of people who were lost and suffering. When Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send laborers." Jesus sees the need of the crowd, and it moves him. The word translated as compassion in this passage, it describes a physical and almost instinctual response from Jesus. It quite literally causes a change and moves him. He doesn't observe the suffering of the crowd and store it away for another day. He is undone, and he responds accordingly. Those who are feeling isolated or untethered and pushed aside need something more than healing. They need community and belonging. So Jesus draws them into a community that knows need and suffering, but that also knows how to offer and share compassion. When we are functioning at our best as a community, we don't merely offer a remedy or healing, we become the healing, belonging, membership. Community is what restores us to wholeness and to relationship with God and with each other. When Jesus forms this community of healing, he takes the time too to name each member. First Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas, the one who betrayed him. The list is specific, and it's also heterogeneous. Brothers, tax collectors, Canaanites, and even the betrayer. These aren't people who earn their position as disciples. They are called, ones who received compassion and then were asked to go and to share it with others. Homeless neighbors, grieving spouses, wealthy families, new parents, struggling individuals, persecuted individuals, all sitting together in the pews, receiving and sharing compassion with each other. This is the work of the kingdom. And our place in this community isn't earned through merit, or through right belief, or through work. It's given to us by a God who showed us compassion in a time of deep need, and now asks us to share that very same compassion with others. Ultimately, what unites us isn't our shared situation, or our backgrounds, or our beliefs. What unites us is that we all know what it means to receive grace and love. So how do we let ourselves be changed in response to the need around us? We can't manufacture or force this level of change. But Jesus shows us that it starts with prayer, asking the Lord of the harvest to intervene, to change our hearts and prepare us for labor. Our natural inclination is often to keep up barriers and boundaries that protect us. We manage to keep a safe distance between ourselves and the suffering we encounter. We engage, we serve, we support, but we often stop just short of letting what we experience transform and change us. It's a human response. We have to protect ourselves. Yet Jesus is calling us into something different, inviting us to be broken open. This level of compassion requires risk and change. It requires prayer and proximity and community and the willingness to walk into spaces and places that challenge us. Jail, the Trinity Center, a food bank, or perhaps sitting with your neighbor in deep grief. We must be open to praying for and asking for true transformation. Open to sitting in both chairs. Sometimes people will wipe away our tears, and sometimes we will wipe away the tears of others. This is what community in the kingdom looks like. Everyone is changed and transformed, and we all receive a grace and a compassion that we could never earn, but that is freely given. I asked for you to think earlier about a time, about what helped bring you through that difficult time in your life. And I'm guessing for many of you, it was a gathered community. It may have been friends or family or some other group, but more often than not, we're helped out of the low times in our life by the helping hand of another. We know what we are called to share and to give to others because we've received it ourselves. This same freely given compassion and grace that helped us through a dark and a difficult time is what we're called to give back to the world. When we witness the suffering and the division of the world, we must let it break us open and transform us into a laborer in the kingdom. And when we find ourselves suffering and in need, we must receive the love and grace offered to us. And in the end, we know that what we are meant to give away, we know what we are meant to give away, because we have already received it from the one who loved us first. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.